I mean, I don't really want to, but we need to run the score. So we'll run, you know, we'll try and run selectively. We have not been able to do that in the when we played the. I shouldn't say the exhibition game. We did a little bit, but the Mundo.
Good to see you. Hang on, just a 30-second timeout.
What's up, brother?
Good to see you, sir. Did Darryl come
number
out
one, and Fuji took care of me. Thank
Fuji.
You very much.
Fuji, the best nickname of all time.
Yeah.
Fuji.
They got me covered. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thanks for the.
Do anything else?
No, you're the best. Thank you. Appreciate it. So no, we will. I think we have to because the way they play, the floor is open a lot sometimes. So like, if you don't run, I think it's difficult. Plus, half court offense and executing against all their switch outs and all the things they do is not our forte either. So we want to run. We want to attack the rim. We want to get the ball inside. What we don't want to do is run and shoot quick jump shots. I'm still happy when we play in the guys that have been here. The issue is, it's not reasonable to expect Francisco or Ira or Danielle or Adrian to know them, although three of them at least have more of a defensive bent to begin with. So, but no, what's caught us, what presents a little problem for us right now is the guys who are either not playing or under the weather, not being able to play as well as they can play, are the guys who are here. I hate to say it that way, but you wish some of the new guys were sick and the guys that were here were not. That's wrong, but I mean, all the guys that are sick are the guys who have been here. So that's forced us to throw guys into the deep end, which you don't want to do. So Danielle is not 100%, but Weezy doesn't look very good. And Earl and Damian aren't even here, so it's the wrong group to be sick right now. I mean, in the transition, we could have, buckled out and eight or nine guys held the fort. That would have been okay. If you didn't have foul trouble or if you didn't get one injury, you'd have been okay. But it's kind of flipped too much the other way now.
You mentioned the young guys and how important it is for them to finish strong these last games. Luke's starting tonight. What do you want to see from Luke in the last 20, 30 games, and how important is it for him to kind of take advantage of these minutes?
I don't think it's as important. I don't mean that it's not important what Luke does, but I'm not concerned, with seeing Luke. I don't mean it that way. Don't hang me out with the quote. I know Luke can play. The circumstances this year because of the injuries and because having to play off the bench, having to play with the other guys all the time, have not been to his advantage all year. And there's no doubt in my mind that, one week in first quarter to first exhibition game, the nose, then he comes back and he gets the thigh thing. And, it's just been a nightmare for him. So unlike the other guys who I just think there's a lot of question out there, he's already established what he can do in the NBA. Yeah, for him, for us, it would be great to see him, flourish the last 30 games and play the way we all know he's capable of playing. But I'm honestly not concerned that much about that. I know what Luke's capable of. I've seen it from the other bench. I've seen it over the years. I've seen it at times this year. So, I want him to play well. It's not like I don't care what he does, but I'm more concerned with what Jelly does and what Johan does and what Jeff and Kevin do the rest of the way than Luke. If I could make that be a positive statement, not a negative statement.
Are you comfortable with then how he fits in the either he does or he doesn't in the long-term plans of what you guys want to do?
Yeah, I think for sure. The dilemma here all along has been just having two guys that in one sense you should say, well, it's good you got two guys, but in the other sense you got two guys with their salaries, with the length of their contracts, with the age, all that. You don't like to mirror things that much, and that's just the way it is. But I'm not going to complain about having two very capable point guards. So, that's a good thing, and it's a lot better than having three. Mm-hmm. Right. We were kind of similar with that. Yeah. So, what happens in the future, Sam, Luke, those guys are all going to have a lot of input into that.